Defined as a deficiency of energy, protein, and other nutrients that can cause adverse effects on the body, shape, size, and composition, the way it functions, and clinical outcomes, malnutrition can refer to under- or overnutrition. But in relation to Malnutrition Awareness Week, in this report, we're focusing on those who are undernourished. Most malnutrition here in the UK is disease-related, although some social and mechanical factors can also have an impact, and it's more prevalent than you might think. Joining me to discuss this is Claire Livy, a dietitian working on the Stroke Rehabilitation Unit at the Royal Victoria Hospital in Dundee. To start with, anecdotal evidence suggests a great many of us are unsure as to the role that dietitians play. So could you explain what a dietitian does?
Dietitians have an essential role in providing specialist nutritional assessment and advice to patients, empowering them to manage their own nutritional needs through devising tailored nutritional care plans. Dietitians also have a key role in educating and supporting other healthcare professionals to identify and manage the risk of malnutrition in the community and across all care settings, such as hospitals and GP practices.
In this interview, we're looking at disease-related malnutrition. How might we better understand that term?
Poor appetite, loss of appetite, unplanned weight loss are typically what we see in clinical practice. These symptoms are associated with a range of medical conditions, like those with chronic disease such as COPD, cancer, progressive neurological disease like dementia, MND, acute illness, anybody in hospital. Those that are frail maybe have issues with mobility or over the age of 65, or those recently discharged from hospital. Anybody with a neurodisability such as cerebral palsy or learning difficulties, anybody with mental health difficulties, or those affected by a stroke or at end of life care.
How many people live with disease-related malnutrition?
Around 3 million people in the UK are malnourished or at risk of malnutrition. 93% of those live in the community. Malnutrition affects 35% of people recently admitted to care homes, 29% of adults on admission to hospital, and 30% of those people attending hospital outpatient appointments.
In your experience, do the national statistics reflect on what you experience locally?
I would say that those over the age of 65 years are a particular population at higher risk locally. COVID-19 has heightened this risk, and unfortunately, we are seeing more and more people in both hospital and community settings where they should have been referred to our service long before the point they have been, making the treatment of malnutrition far more challenging.
What are the consequences of disease-related malnutrition on the person living with it?
Physical and functional decline, including reduced muscle strength, reduced immunity to disease, slower recovery from illness and surgery, and a reduced quality of life. This in turn leads to poorer clinical outcomes such as slower wound healing, increased risk of falls and infections, increased risk of complications post-surgery, higher mortality and increased use of healthcare, increased visits to the GP or longer hospital stays.
How can someone listening to this interview tell if they or a loved one is living with disease-related malnutrition, and what should we do if we are?
So sometimes it can be difficult to tell if someone's suffering with disease-related malnutrition, particularly if it's a loved one or a family member that you see daily. Some of the first things to look out for are weight loss, loose-fitting clothing, skipping meals, reduced food and fluid intake, wounds that are taking slightly longer to heal, poor concentration or increased tiredness. If this sounds familiar, then I would advise anybody to contact their GP to discuss their concerns. The GP will be able to refer the individual to their local dietetic team for support.
What role do you play in helping people with disease-related malnutrition?
There's no one rule fits all approach to helping a patient, and there are several options and interventions available. Initially, we start off with a food first approach, which is a simple way to address poor dietary intake and unintentional weight loss using food based strategies. These strategies may include food fortification, which is using higher energy and protein dense foods to add to meals to increase the calorie and protein content. Also offering high energy snacks, encouraging patients to eat little and often. So instead of having 3 square meals a day, having 4 to 5 smaller energy dense meals to minimise nutritional losses. Some other options are the use of oral nutritional supplements and enteral feeds, which are used depending on the severity of malnutrition.
If you are malnourished or at risk of malnutrition, how important is it that the underlying cause of the malnutrition is determined?
This is so important. We need to identify causes and symptoms which are interfering with your ability to eat and drink and address these. There are lots of reasons why your appetite might be reduced or why you might be having difficulty eating and drinking. And a discussion with a dietitian is paramount to identify these issues and look at ways that we can tackle these issues.
Where should we look for further help and support?
There is the Get Nourished helpline, which is available for carers and family members who are experiencing symptoms of malnutrition. The phone number is 01738 450 556. The opening times and days are available on the NHS Tayside website. We've got the British Dietetic Association, the BDA, the Malnutrition Pathway website, the NHS website. We've got vaping. Some of the best advice I can give is that absolutely make sure that what you are reading online is evidence-based and try to steer clear of threads or websites that are based on anecdotal evidence. You want to get the right information, the right advice at the right time for your family member or your loved one.